Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We have now reached the 24-hour mark in Santa's flight. It was just 24 hours ago that Santa left the North Pole. We are on the doorstep of history as Santa continues to work his way through the American West. Joining me now are flight analysts Morty and Merlin, who have watched this saga unfold all day and all night long. Gentlemen, over the past couple of decades, Santa has averaged a little more than 30 hours each Christmas Eve to get around the world. On a good year, Santa has a chance to shave maybe a few minutes off his delivery record. Yet here we are tonight with Santa in the western parts of Sector 5 at the 24-hour mark. Santa could shave hours off the record. Merlin, do you think he can do it?
Are you kidding? At this point, he'll likely stop with Miss Claus for a little luau action in Hawaii. There's no way he's getting back to the North Pole before sunup.
Interesting. What do you say, Marty?
I expect Santa to walk through that door any minute now, Frank.
Of course you do. And let me guess, Morty, you can't decide if Santa will set a record tonight, right?
Oh, he'll set a record. I'm just not sure which record he will set.
If there is anything predictable of Santa's flight this year, it has been the weak analysis from you three. We also have a correction to issue based on Red's report in the last hour. Santa trackers in the continental North American areas have been ordered to stand down, but those remaining areas of Sector 5 located in the Pacific and especially in western Alaska have been asked to stay on the job a little while longer. From the North Pole, where we continue to watch Santa deliver to Sector 5, I'm Alf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. On the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.